WNCW and the Friday feature interview of the week is on the air, made possible by Ingles Markets. Their website provides weekly ads and details on getting a flu shot at their pharmacy. That's Ingles-Markets.com. Today we focus on Our State Magazine, the best of North Carolina. Their editor-in-chief joins me now, Elizabeth Hudson. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. You generally join me this time of year to talk about Our State's annual Fall Mountains edition, the October edition, treasuring what we have and overcoming diversity.
Well, this was a particularly meaningful issue for us, certainly in my 28 years at Our State and maybe in the 90 plus years of the magazine. We've called this issue Mountain Strong. We've talked about this before. We plan our issues a year in advance. You know, we work ahead of the schedule because we shoot so much seasonal photography. And so last year about this time, we would have been preparing to shoot all the photography and just, you know, get everything ready for this year's mountain issue. And, you know, we had photographers and writers in the wings ready to do the stories that we were about to do. And of course, you know, we know what happened. The hurricane came through and really just put all of our plans for how we would focus on a traditional mountain issue. Those were just tabled. So we weren't exactly sure how we were going to do this year's mountain issue, to be honest with you. One of our great writers, Brad Campbell, who does a regular column for us called Hidden History. He lives in Fairview, right outside of Asheville, and he had been helping a neighbor work on a roof. And he sent us this photo on his phone, just a text picture of a rainbow. It just affected us in the office so much, seeing that symbol of hope and optimism. And we thought, okay, this is how we carry it forward. So really, we just started looking for those stories of light and brightness and optimism as kind of a reminder that no matter what, we keep moving forward. And I think what we realized was really that idea that the force of a community is greater really than the force of nature.
I love what you're saying. I think the approach by Our State Magazine was perfect. And the thing that's going on now, Elizabeth, is the fact that as businesses continue to open, they want you, they want the people to come back to the mountains of North Carolina instead of staying away. They need you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've focused on so many towns. We talk about Marshall and the recovery efforts there and everything that's gone on. Josh Copas, who redid the old Marshall jail there. And I mean, it's just an amazing town. And we talk about Swannanoa and we talk about Todd and an outfitter there, River Girl Outfitter. She'll take people out on kayaks and canoes to talk about how much she loves the area. And West Jefferson and Mills River and on it goes with all these places in the mountains that we love so much. You know, one of the things we got to do in this issue is we put together, and we did it right up front in the very beginning, kind of a list of, for people who haven't been to the mountains in a while, here's your bucket list of the must-see, must-do, everything from chicken pot pie at the Pisgah Inn to take a ride on Tweetsie Railroad, just really that list of things to reacquaint yourself with the mountains if you haven't been in a while. This issue comes out at about 280 pages. It is the largest issue in the history of Our State.
I've only had a chance to glance at this October edition so far, so I do want to ask you about some of the stories and features in our remaining time. But I know there was something in particular you wanted to say again on your focus to how this particular edition was going to be handled.
One of the things that we were very conscious about in this issue is not showing any photography of the destruction. I think we were saturated with those images, and I think it's a year we want to really show the beauty, the things that have come out of it. And so we found this artist who, she picked up all these pieces of debris and detritus and turn them into sculptures and glass. She makes these little glass bluebirds, these tiny little just beautiful art. And she hides them around in Old Fort and other places for people to just come upon and discover. Can you imagine what that would do if you just happened to find a little piece of her miniature artwork? So little things like that. You know, one of the things that we loved about this issue is we realized we have a really really great story that's from Ashe County. It's about a beekeeper who says, I can't build houses. I don't know how to do that, but I know how to build a bee box. I know how to build a beehive. And so he ended up building 400 hives for people who had lost their hives. And really the focus was on the small things that people can do that help create a sense of rebuilding for a community, whether it's, you know, an artist who can just take trash material and turn it into something beautiful and hopeful, small things people can do that really make things feel better.
Today on WNCW's Friday Feature Interview, our state magazine's editor-in-chief, Elizabeth Hudson, is the guest as we continue going over the October edition titled Mountain Strong. Our state celebrates Western North Carolina's resilience 1 year after Hurricane Helene. Some other stories that are a part of this edition. Tell us about Swannanoa, how neighbors came together there and what they did.
Right. I mean, during the hurricane, Park and Swannanoa sort of became the gathering place for community people to come and get some information and figure out what was going on. And so we focused on, a year later, a guy there who used some of his connections in Holland and got all these tulip bulbs, thousands of tulip bulbs that he planted in a park so that come spring, we'll have the blooming of, if you can imagine, thousands of tulips that just say nature is resilient and we keep moving forward and just here's a burst of optimism. Amazing stories like that that show what people are capable of when they focus on what's good. Another fantastic story that just gave me just chills when I read it. It was so good. It's about the woman who started the Terpus Corps dance troupe in Asheville. And again, she was just devastated by the hurricane and trying to think what she could do. She realized that, you know, of all the supplies that were donated, such an influx of things that started coming into the region right after the hurricane, water bottles were one of those things. As we know, people didn't have water for a very long time. Thousands upon thousands of donated water. She thought, what are we going to do with all these water bottles? She realized that if you take a water bottle and you cut the bottom off, the bottom of it makes the shape of a flower. If you look at it through artistic eyes, she wrote her dance performance using 15,000 of these water bottles as the backdrop of the performance, shined a light through those, and it is just gorgeous. It's a truly inspiring story. It's actually called Appalachian Phoenix, about what can rise from destruction.
Our state is published monthly, year-round. Remind us a little bit about its history.
Well, you know, it's one of the longest running magazines in the entire country. We were started in 1933, and every month our mission is to celebrate the positive aspects of life in North Carolina. People can find it, of course, on newsstands. Grocery stores are a great place to look for us. We're usually on the checkout pockets, so you can't miss it. And of course, anybody can call our offices or go on our website, ourstate.com, to get their copy.
Elizabeth Hudson of Our State Magazine, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Friday features on WNCW are presented by Ingalls Markets. Find past editions at WNCW.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul.